listening to Playboy's local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Have you ever seen a UFO? A new poll found almost 1 in 4 Americans think they have. 23% say they've personally seen a UFO before. Now, if you want to see a UFO, a separate study found your best bet might be Arizona, specifically next month. It looked like at the top cities for UFO sightings, Phoenix came out number one. They have at least 323 reported sightings in the past decade. Tucson, Arizona came in fifth on the list. November, the peak UFO season for both spots. Now, here are the top 10 cities for UFO sightings, and don't worry, we're nowhere near it. Phoenix, New York, Las Vegas, Portland, Oregon, Tucson, Boise, Los Angeles, San Diego, Albuquerque, and Seattle. How the heck can you see a UFO in New York City? The skies are so smoggy. I don't know how you'd ever see one. 701 at WRJN now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Mosique and Ocean.
Let's check news in the morning now.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The vice presidential nominees put their differences on the issues on full display in their first and only debate before next month's election. Democrat Tim Walz and Republican J.D. Vance took on the economy.
Kamala Harris has said to do the things she wants to do, we'll just ask the wealthiest to pay their fair share.
If Kamala Harris has such great plans for how to address middle class problems, then she ought to do them now.
Vance called out the Democratic ticket on immigration.
The real family separation policy in this country is unfortunately Kamala Harris's wide open southern border.
Walz scolded Vance over claims immigrants in Ohio have been eating cats and dogs.
That vilified a large number of people who were here legally in the community of Springfield.
They also outlined differences on abortion and gun control. Voters who watched have weighed in. Correspondent Matt Piper from the CBS Broadcast Center in New York, where the two men met up.
Both candidates improved after the debate in CBS News polling that asked those who watched about their favorability. Republican J.D. Vance bumped up 9 points before and after the debate, 40% to 49%. Democrat Tim Walz jumped 8 points from 52% to 60%.
Israel's foreign minister says U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is barred from entering the country for alleged bias. A day after Iran launched a series of ballistic missiles at Israel. Israeli officials say they caused only minor damage. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Although emergency restrictions have been eased across a lot of the country, people are really wondering what comes next. We've had the Israeli military saying that most of these missiles last night were intercepted, but you can see in the media that there were some, what the Israeli military calls, impact sites.
Palestinian medical officials say Israeli strikes in Gaza's southern Khan Yunis killed at least 51 people, including women and children. As the strike by dock workers along the East and Gulf coasts enters its second day, consumers are being warned to brace for impact. Kevin Pideau owns a coffee shop in New Orleans.
The longer this goes on, the consumer will be impacted negatively, whether it's going to be from a high price or a non-existent cup of morning coffee.
A hip-hop mogul facing a slew of new misconduct allegations, Houston attorney Tony Busby.
Our team has had at this point more than 3,285 individuals contact us with people claiming to have been victimized by Sean Combs.
That includes 25 who say they were minors at the time of the alleged assaults. S&P futures down 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the boycotting Racine alders says last night's council meeting could have proceeded normally. Alder Melissa Caprillion and five others are boycotting council business. They say if Mayor Corey Mason had included previously approved ordinances on the agenda for last night, they could have went ahead. She and the five others are boycotting city business, saying the mayor doesn't allow for council members to set the agenda, calling it a fight for proper checks and balances. There's now more known about the death on a Kenosha rail line last month. The preliminary NTSB report reveals that the Union Pacific conductor killed was fatally struck by a Metra train while responding to an alert about a hot wheel. The conductor, 34-year-old Austin Raisby of Burlington, had crossed an adjacent track to inspect a freight car when the passenger train rounded a curve and collided with him. In response to the incident, Union Pacific has issued a safety alert. An annual Racine County Veterans event is coming up. The 2024 Veterans Stand Down event will take place next Saturday at Festival Hall. The event is aimed at supporting veterans and connecting them with vital services. Over 60 organizations will be there this year. The event, organized in partnership with Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, will provide free lunch and cold weather gear for veterans. There will also be information about other services, including housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a little breezy overnight. Our low 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
You know what makes people violent? I've been thinking about this. It's not television or films. I think it's, this is my theory now. I think it's alarm clocks. You know, because it wakes you up abruptly. It puts you in a bad mood. You don't want to talk to anybody. You're irritable. You're moody. You know, you should just wake up naturally. And that's when you should show up to work or school. Are you with me? I think that's fair. Oh, I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for that. They should have an alarm clock that wakes you up gradually. Let me be a human voice. You know what I mean? Come on, buddy. Get up, pal. You're looking good. You're looking good. You got the whole day ahead of you. Come on, buddy. Nice day. Come on, out of bed. Out of bed. Get out of bed. You get out of bed before I kick you out of bed. You get out of bed. Then you hit the snooze alarm. Sorry, buddy. Come on, pal. You're looking good, man. Up you go. Come on. Let's go.
About the French I took, but I do know that I love you.
Servants, What a Wonderful World, 710 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 70. Clear tonight, lows around 53. Sunny, 71 the high tomorrow. Right now it's sunny. Get ready. 47 degrees at Radio Park. 47. Well, it's fall. Expected. Hey, somebody posted a picture of a snowstorm the other day and said, we're only about a month and a half away from this. Okay. Foundations, Build Me Up Buttercup at WRJN. And timeless hits at WRJN. Time for more on news. If you have to be somewhere this important, plan ahead a little better, okay? This guy in Oklahoma got arrested for stealing a vehicle. To get out of his court date, he stole another vehicle. Now, he claims he was just borrowing it, not stealing it. The good news is he did make it to his hearing. The bad news is he was arrested again. Yeah, it happens. Here come the mamas and the papas. California Dreamin' on WRJN. Local news, the mamas of the local news and timeless hits at WRJN with the mamas and the papas and California Dreamin' 716 on a Wednesday morning, October 2th. Got to tell you the story about this 6-year-old boy. He's in Rhode Island. His name is Luca Arpin. Luca Arpin. He started a poop scooping business to make enough money to get himself a kitten. Now, he's only 6 years old. His mom works at an animal shelter, and he likes to tag along and help out. He wanted a kitten that was up for adoption and asked her how much money he would have to raise to pay for it. Well, he came up with a great name for his poop scooping business. All right, you ready for this? He calls himself Poopa Scoopa Luca. I think that kid is going places. 716 at WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
It's 7:20 on a Wednesday morning. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 70. Right now it's sunny. 47 degrees here at Radio Park with Stevie.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
to give a happy belated birthday to former President Jimmy Carter. Yesterday was his 100th birthday, the longest living president ever. And think about what this guy survived. He survived four very tough years in the White House, very stressful. Then he built homes for Habitat Humanity with his wife. Then he traveled the world and helped poor people in impoverished countries. Then he had a brain tumor, a brain cancer, and he had that taken care of. They didn't think he'd survive that. And here he is yesterday, sitting outside, watching a special flyover to commemorate his 100th birthday. We salute you. Happy birthday to former President Jimmy Carter.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Drifters under the boardwalk. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 7:26. It's time now for Paul Harvey and
the rest of the story. The history books have been telling you all your life that once upon a time, many centuries ago, on the Aegean island of Samos, there was a certain slave, and we are told that he was born in Phrygia, about 620 B.C., that he was brought to Athens as a boy, and there, the story goes, he was sold to a man named Ladmon, who took him thence to his island home. Now, Samos, just off the coast of Asia Minor, is a small but prestigious piece of real estate, remembered down through the ages as birthplace of the mathematician Pythagoras, home of the poet Anacreon, dominion of the infamous conqueror Polycrates. But students for more than 2,000 years have recalled and revered the island of Samos because there resided this humble slave whose master quickly learned of the lad's gift for storytelling and whose freedom was thereby eventually granted. Further, we are told, the former slave traveled far and wide, reciting his charming tales wherever he went. He even spent a wonderful while in Lydia, in the court of Croesus, as the king's advisor. Of what happened after that, very little is recorded. Some say the one-time slave of Ladmon of Samos lived an adventurous life and died at Delphi. Of course, you know the spellbinding storyteller of long ago by the solitary name for which he is world-renowned, Aesop. You've heard of Aesop's fables all your life, but this is the rest of the story. Now, history is no better, no worse, no more reliable, no less than the historian who records it. And so it is because rest of the story stories must be based on historical consensus. We investigate all of the original sources from which the details of Aesop's life have been derived. And what we've learned in the process is most intriguing. The earliest recorded mention of Aesop anywhere was inscribed a century after he was presumed to have died. Herodotus is the reporter of fact in this case. And while he refers to Aesop as a slave, he presents posterity with scant information otherwise. The first known collection of Aesop's stories was produced fully 100 years after that. The compiler was one Demetrius Phalereus. Not one syllable from that early anthology has survived. Now more centuries pass. Plutarch, in the first century A.D., embellishes Aesop's still vacuous biography with an allusion to his tenure in the court of Croesus. It's only thereafter that the tales with which we are now so familiar begin to surface in manuscript form. By the Renaissance, scholars are presented with so many different versions of Aesop's life experiences that they begin to conclude the one fact with which most serious scholars are now prepared to agree. In all probability, Aesop the storyteller never existed at all. Never existed at all. That he was merely an invented name, an imaginary author, to whom a wealth of ancient folk wisdom, hand-me-down stories, were conveniently ascribed. Now, what all of this means is that the final, indeed the most remarkable of what we now call Aesop's fables, was Aesop himself. The man who never was. Now you know the rest of the story.
Well, that's a bubble burster, isn't it? To learn how your business could be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the boycotting Racine alders says last night's council meeting could have proceeded normally. Alder Melissa Caprillion and five others are boycotting council business. They say if Mayor Corey Mason had included previously approved ordinances on the agenda for last night, they could have went ahead. She and the five others are boycotting city business, saying the mayor doesn't allow for council members to set the agenda, calling it a fight for proper checks and balances. There's now more known about the death on a Kenosha rail line last month. The preliminary NTSB report reveals that the Union Pacific conductor killed was fatally struck by a Metra train while responding to an alert about a hot wheel. The conductor, 34-year-old Austin Raisby of Burlington, had crossed an adjacent track to inspect a freight car when the passenger train rounded a curve and collided with him. In response to the incident, Union Pacific has issued a safety alert. An annual Racine County Veterans event is coming up. The 2024 Veterans Stand Down event will take place next Saturday at Festival Hall. The event is aimed at supporting veterans and connecting them with vital services. Over 60 organizations will be there this year. The event, organized in partnership with Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, will provide free lunch and cold weather gear for veterans. There will also be information about other services, including housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The National Pork Board's Consumer Connect segmentation study revealed research-backed insights on how to become more relatable to current and future pork consumers. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and David Newman, Senior Vice President of Market Growth for the National Pork Board, says one thing the segments have in common is an appreciation of pork's taste and flavor.
With our consumer segmentation study and the research we've done around the future consumers of pork, what we know about pork consumers is that taste and flavor is crucial to them across all segments, as well as balance, so human nutrition, and then also convenience. And the idea is that using this approach around taste and flavor will drive them even further into the category and introduce them to an expansion of fresh cuts as well.
That's David Newman, Senior Vice President of Market Growth for National Pork Board. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/new era.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in De Pere and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Wednesday morning markets. December corn is trading at 432 and a quarter. That is up 3 1/4 cents. November soybeans are trading at 1061 and 3/4. That is up 4 1/2 cents. And December wheat is trading at 602 and a half, and that is up 3 1/2 cents. On the dairy side of things now, November Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2257 a hundredweight. That is down 4 cents. And December Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2147 a hundredweight. And that is also down 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 214 and a half. That was down 1/4. 40-pound block cheese closed at 208. That was down 4 cents. And the double A butter closed down 5 1/2 cents and closed at 275. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a little breezy overnight. Our low 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
People love spring. That's a fun day. What a lie spring is, right? I always spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, you're like, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
Timeless Hits, WRJ with Dusty Springfield. Only want to be with you. Did you know yesterday was CD Player Day? Yeah, the CD player first introduced back in 1982. And the first ones were priced at around $1,000. Now I ask a young kid today, you have any CDs? They'll say, what's a CD? Now, I still have a CD player in my car. I love CDs, but you can't buy them anywhere anymore, can you? All right, coming up in just a moment, we have Alder Melissa Caprillion's going to be here to explain a few things to us. Here's Sam and Dave, though.
Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
7:41 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Don't forget the New York Mets take on the Brewers, broadcast time 6 p.m. tonight. The Mets won yesterday. They have to win 2 out of 3 to get that wild card thing going. They won yesterday 8-4 over the Brewers, and now they play again. And it all comes down to this. The Brewers are playing for fun now. They already clinched their berth. The Brewers are playing for fun. The New York Mets are playing for their lives. So that's why they're playing a little harder. All right, get this. A poll found the average parent caves into their kids' demands 218 times a year and only has 190 parenting wins per year. So adding that up and doing the math, the kids have the better win-loss record overall, winning 53% of the battles with their parents.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Want to welcome our guest, Melissa Caprillion. This is kind of a last-minute thing. We asked Melissa to come on the air with us. She's our 5th district alder, right? Because I get confused. You're 2nd district supervisor, right?
4th district county supervisor, but you are right about the 5th district alder.
There's too many numbers. I can't remember. when I graduated high school and college, I said, no more numbers in my life. All right, so... Alder Caprillion is here today because I don't quite understand what's going on in the council. I hear the reports from Stuart J. Waddles. I know what he's saying, but I don't quite understand it. So there was a boycott, and you were involved in leading that or whatever. So what's going on? Explain it to our listeners.
I'll be happy to. So the Racine City Council boycott is a last resort effort to restore balance and transparency to the local government. So a little background on that. In 2019, an ordinance change gave the mayor this unprecedented control over the council's agenda, which is a big deal. Everything that the council talks about, it's what's on an agenda. So it's who has that power to put the items to be talked about and to pass and to be considered is really the basis of what we're working on right now. So limiting our ability to address crucial issues. The ordinance, if anybody needs to write it down or kind of follow it, it's ordinance 0004-24, which we're fighting to get onto the agenda. It was passed at a committee of the whole, which means the council in whole already supported changing back and correcting this imbalance, has been blocked. The mayor has refused to put it on to the city council for final approval. Everything needs final approval from the city council. We've tried for months, actually years, to address this and go through the normal channels. But the mayor has refused to allow a vote on this ordinance. The boycott truly is our only remaining tool to force this critical issue into the public eye and to get it onto the council agenda. It's truly not about internal politics. This affects every resident in Racine. So this, there are some examples that have made the news, like the Mount Pleasant Water Agreement. And it just shows you the result of this power shift. So us alders, as we've been hogtied, we're now making a stand and to ensure that us as an elected official, and we are representatives, we can effectively do our job and bring the concerns to the council floor. And our goal truly simply is to have a more responsive and transparent government. So, you know, hopefully that clears up just a little bit. And I'm going to tell you, this boycott could end right now. The mayor, you need 24 hours to notice a meeting. He could have a special meeting and we could address this tomorrow and go on and carry city business as normal.
So when you say boycott, you didn't show up last night or you just didn't do anything there last night?
No, we did not show up. If okay. we showed up, you know, business can go on as normal, and normal is just not acceptable. We've been elected to do a job and we cannot do the job. When we sit in those seats, that's not doing the work of the legislative body. That's doing the work of the executive branch. So there, we've lost that balance of government, which is very core to democracy, is the balance of government. So,
how many alders involved in the boycott?
Well, as of right now, who's officially signed on are six. However, there is, if people have been reading the media reports and just, you know, I talking to the other alders, there are a lot in support, just afraid to put their name on there, but a couple didn't come to the council meeting last night as well, and others who agree this is an issue, but, you know, they don't believe in the efforts of a boycott. The thing is with government, we don't have many meetings that make up. You go to work every day, people put 40 hours in. For us as elected officials, we only are scheduled a council meeting twice a month, if that even happens. Sometimes it's only once a month. So we don't have much time. So the longer we wait, it's months and months, it's years out. This initial change I brought forth in a conversation to the city attorney back in 2022, and then got the works written up to bring forth these changes in early 2023. So here we are in late 2024, and we're not seeing the resolve yet. So that's how long things can take. We don't have that luxury of time, but yet it is time that keeps trickling away, and us as elected officials don't have the legislative power. We truly are not doing the work of why we're being elected.
This is from one of our listeners, Dale. He says, will you ask the guest alder why the mayor has all the power that the city council should have? Example, naming members to standing committees. I believe that comes under the city council president's normal duties. I seem to remember the council surrendering many of the normal duties and responsibilities in the past.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really fine question. I wish I had more time to truly answer that. For putting certain elected individuals on certain committees does pose a problem at times, especially if we have expertise on the council. For example, if somebody has a financial background and they're not put on the finance committee and they're put on our public safety committee, right? You're not tapping into their expertise. But, you know, you can't 100% fault somebody who's in a position of power, right, and has a vision. That's the mayor's role. He has a vision, and he wants his vision to move forward. He wants to stack committees, and especially his finance committee, in the way to see his vision forward. So he's going to make sure it's going to be the path of least resistance. And so, I mean, a lot of government structure is set up that way. There is ordinances that we do want to bring forward and change, which kind of helps balance out that power. But here's the catch. If we propose ordinances that especially focus on balancing and giving the legislative branch some power, the ordinances currently right now, how they are written, is the mayor is the one who decides whether those ordinances come before us to even be addressed, which is the part that we have a really big problem with. So we can't even change the way that Racine is being governed because he has the power to decide whether we even address it or not. So the one route that we can go is the committee of the whole. And that's where the item, this ordinance we're talking about, how communications, how agendas are set, come before us. We had a committee of the whole. And the committee of the whole voted in majority to, yes, we have to get this passed. But what happens then from a committee whole, you need final approval through the council. You have to have it on a council agenda. That's what the mayor stops. So the big question is, you know, that the residents should ask, the media should ask, is why? Why are you stopping this, Corey Mason? You know, what, you know, let us all know, let us understand why you are stopping the will of the legislative body to bring this to final vote. And, I mean, ultimately, the mayor's power is to veto. So if he doesn't agree with it, he can ultimately veto. So that's his power. But he's taken it one step more and actually not putting it on the agenda.
Well, the mayor will be with us on the air here on Monday, October 14th. Mm-hmm. He has some time to come in, and we'll bring it up. Hopefully he'll be settled by then.
Absolutely. You know, I heard some of the messages, hey, and we all can't agree. You know, we're in a position where it's a diverse body, and this isn't about whether we are agreeing or not, because that's what a vote does. That's the separation of power. If he doesn't agree what we're doing, he has every right to not, but then he has the power to veto. He shouldn't overstep it and then stop us from our ability to voice our opinion. You know, that's just not how government works. So ultimately, why? The question is why? You know, why has he taken this and abused it, quite honestly? So
how long
I
you
hope that clarifies. Yes.
How long are you willing to take it?
It's going to have to be until we get our power back. I mean, like I said, this could be resolved by Friday or even tomorrow. If an emergency meeting is called, it'll be resolved tomorrow and we're done. We're absolutely done. We go right back. You allow this agenda item to pass through. Let us have our final vote. And that's it. So let's hope, Don, let's hope, listeners, that, you know, tomorrow will end this all. But if the mayor chooses not to put this agenda on, it's going to continue until he decides to do so. So it's in his lap. The ball is in his court.
I thank you for joining us, Phil, at the last minute here. I know you have things to do. Yeah. You've got kids. You've got things. You've got, you know, nap, sleep. I know you got all that kind of stuff.
Always lots of things going on. I appreciate that. Thanks for allowing me to share a little bit so people can understand what's going on.
So let me ask you, as a parent, what do you think about this? A poll found the average parent caves into their kids' demands 218 times a year and only has 190 parenting wins per year, giving the kids a win-loss record overall of 53% wins. What do you believe? What do you think about that?
Don, I heard you state that before, and I sat there on my and thought about my car ride this morning, dropping the kids off at school, and I think it's pretty darn accurate.
I think the kids have more wins than that. I know that. You know, my mother told me when I had my daughter was born, she said, "Just remember this: you can't say no all the time. You can't. It's too negative for the child to understand. Yeah. Everything can't be. Sometimes, even though you don't want it, you have to say yes."
There's wisdom right there.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she didn't preach. You know, she preached, but didn't, you know, we didn't get a lot of wins. Actually, we did. We got a lot of wins.
Wouldn't you say perception of wins are different than who you ask? So.
Hold on the line a second, Melissa. Don't go anywhere. Sure. Melissa Caprillion, our alder for the 5th District. And hold on, don't go anywhere. It's 7:56 at WRJN News coming up in just a moment. But first, Three Dog Night with the number.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
tonight and one. Local news and time of the set to WRJN is exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on, all right?
Local news and time.
This is CBS News on the Hour,